off, impatient asshole.
So I assume the date was pretty shit then. Because it's 10 p.m. and you're here and not at her place? What was the problem this time? Not interesting enough? Annoying voice? Bad breath? Oh my god, I hate it when they have bad breath. Like, it's the first date. Would a bit of mouthwash kill you? Damn, brutal. Doesn't surprise me, though. All guys talk too much about themselves on dates. But yeah, you definitely seem like the type of idiot to do that. What? Want to exchange some more pleasantries? What's with you today, man? Dude, what's it got in your brain all fucked up? Can't be me. I don't know, like 3 months ago? And stop trying, dating sucks. Besides, I still get dicked down regularly by you, so it's not like I'm in a hurry to get cuffed. What other reason would there be? Jesus fucking Christ. No, I mean, I guess that's true, but that is the corniest thing I have ever heard. Call me toxic for this, but like, I refuse to believe I'm gonna meet the love of my life on fucking, like, Hinge or something. Can you imagine telling your future grandchildren grandma and grandpa met each other on a dating app? I would rather shoot myself. I don't know, like, through friends or meeting at a bar or whatever. Asshole. I go out more than you do. God, this is always extra nice when you've just shaved. You taste so good. Are you getting tired of dating? You've been on like 9 dates since I came back from my vacation. All of which ended with you here with me. I love the way your balls feel in my mouth. At this rate, I'm seeing you more often than my actual friends. No, I mean, I don't mind or nothing. It's good dick. Better than slutting myself out to some rando. Yeah, it's pretty and it's big, but in the right kind of way. I had an ex with like a really long but skinny dick. I mean, it was fine, but like, hers is just better proportion. More fun to suck. Did you just call me a good girl? Yeah, don't do that. Of course I'm sucking it good. I'd better fucking hope so with all the practice you've given me recently. That's so much work, though. The cleanup and stuff. Guys are so obsessed with facials. Jeez, lay off the porn sites, bro. I mean, you can if you really want to, but, like, coming to my mouth is easier. Okay, cool. I can take it deep when you're about to come. I know you like that. Yeah, just say when you're on the edge. I feel that hand moving to the back of my head. It's fine. Just don't be dumb and push too hard, okay? I don't want to, like, bomb. Okay. No. It's fine. Do it again. Oh, fuck. God, he came so much for me. Yeah, that was really nice. Oh, can you help me get up? I need to start remembering to put something on the floor before sucking you off. God, my knees hurt. I feel like an old lady. I'll see you when I see you, I guess. Hope your next date goes better. Movie? What movie? But you always leave after... Huh? No, wait. I'm not saying it as, like, get out of my apartment or nothing. I'm just saying, like, you feel me? I mean, I guess not really. We fucked, so watching a movie together isn't anything wild, but... No, I don't have plans. Fuck it, why not? So, what kind of movies do you... I know, right? That's why I was so, like, weird about it. Kind of bad. We are the worst. You met me online for a club at 6:30 a.m. I'm pretty sure we said, like, 10 words to each other. Total. I still have you in my phone as hot club guy, ugly shirt. Well, it was ugly, so... I don't know, I like horror movies, I guess. I don't really care, I'll watch anything. Not a horror guy. See? This is why dating sucks. Getting to know each other only sets us up for disappointment. Kidding! I'll put some random garbage in my recommended section on. Is this some sort of rom-com or something? I don't know, aren't those movies kind of seen as, like, chick flicks? You're so baby girl for that. No, don't change your answer now. It's cute. It's endearing, if anything. I'll put it on. You can get cozy on the bed. Is this really about watching a movie? If you want to fuck, you can just say so, you know? Then why are you taking your shirt off? No, be my guest. Get comfy. I'm just saying, like, if you wanna fuck, we can. That's like our whole deal. I usually sleep naked. Why? See, I don't get what's going on here. Do you have some sort of, like, cozy cuddle fuck in mind or something? Like, what the fuck is going on? You're being so weird. Did that date of yours hit you on the head? Okay, Scooch. So why do you like this movie? That's kind of cute. Nope, nothing. It's nothing. You didn't strike me as such a softy. It's weird, like, how aware I'm becoming of how little we know about each other. It's weird. I don't like it. Yeah, for you, maybe. But you're a man. I already know there's gonna be tons of things I'm gonna dislike about you. It's a lost cause. You're pretty decent at cuddling so far. No surprises there, though. Physical stuff between us is always great. You think, right? But no. I slept over this girl's house and she coughed into my neck rather than turning her head away from me. I could feel it, like, all her spit on me and... Oh, I know, it was gross! And she had, like, these sharp toenails. I don't know, they were just sharp. Like, I'd be almost dozing off and then BOOM! I got stabbed in my calf! Yeah, she was shorter. Well, that's just not true. Okay, switch. No, I will not have this kind of slander. Let me be the big spoon and I'll show you. See? Okay, yeah, whatever. Now you've got my cooties all over you. Shut up. No, I don't. Oh, my toes are normal. I'm telling you, sharp toenails is a for real thing and it's horrible. You should count yourself lucky you haven't experienced the horrors. No, I was just thinking. You're kind of funny. This is gonna sound super mean, but I didn't expect you to have a personality. No, I mean, I know everyone technically has. What I meant is, like, I didn't expect you to actually be fun to talk to. Because you're a hot guy that hooked up with a girl he met in line for a club at 6 in the morning? Those guys are usually the most boring motherfuckers on the planet. Their only interest is girls, and their only hobbies are being attractive and fucking girls. Yeah, true, you haven't really proved either of those wrong, but I guess at least you're not a total bore. Please don't tell me you're about to start talking about crypto or how cool AR art is or some shit. Shut up! Stop cracking me up! I'm trying to watch the movie, dumbass. It's a pretty cute movie so far. Plus, Sandra Bullock is so gorgeous. Sandra Bullock? She's a Canadian girl? God, I thought you were a fan. Getting schooled on your own favorite movie. How embarrassing. Well, you recommended we watch it, so it's not your favorite. Then why didn't you suggest that movie, hmm? You see how your web of lies is starting to unravel, mister? Keep watching. I like your shoulders a lot, you know? They're big and strong and kissable. They're my second favorite part of your body. Can you guess the first? What does it look like? Giving you some much needed release. I can tell you're still pent up, so I'll take care of it for you. I'm nice like that. What? I don't get what the fuck you want from me, dude. What? Like, we're some sort of fucking old married couple? We're fuck buddies. No, not even that. We barely fucking know each other. We're not even buddies. We're just two horny people that text each other at 3 a.m. to get some. Wait, don't go. Just let me process this. I never said that. I never said I thought this was a mistake. We're just watching a fucking movie. It's not a big deal, and I never said it was. This is just new and weird and confusing, okay? I want to get to know you too. I like your taste in movies, you fucking asshole. So stop assuming I don't want to. Yeah. I do too, I guess. I just don't want to kiss my neck, yes. You've done this so many times. Why does it feel so different now? No. Better. Oh, you're gripping me so tight, so passionately. And you're such a good kisser. Yeah, you are good with your mouth. Legs over your shoulders. You're gonna be so deep. Are you teasing me? What? Dinner? Like a date? Yeah, okay, fine. I can go on a date with you. Oh, fuck. You feel even bigger than normal. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I can barely take you in this position. Oh, and you feel extra hard for me. Yeah. I like that, please. I like for you to kiss me as you fuck me. Fuck, I'm so full, baby. Oh, can I say that? Can you say the thing you said earlier? No, dumbass, the like, good. Yeah, please. Oh, you fucking cocky asshole. Fine. Call me a good girl, please. No, I didn't come. Fuck. Oh, I just love the way you talk to me now, all sweet and stuff. Yeah. But you're calling me a slut in a cute way. It feels different. I like it. Make me gush all over your fat cock and you can take me out, okay? Oh, the harder you make me come now, the lower cut my dress will be. We can still get to know each other with your giant dick stretching my silk gun. I'm very good at talking you through it, in case you haven't noticed. Yeah, you ain't half bad either. I love it when you talk about how fucking tight I am for you. I love it, I love it, I love it. Fuck! Objectify me for having such a tight wet slutty cunt, please. Yes, 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 yes. Oh my god, I love it so fucking much. It's so hot. You praising me. We're squeezing out those big fucking loaves. Taking it like a good girl. Slitting me the fuck open. God. I think I'm gonna come. It's so hard to resist you and your pretty voice and your words and your big fucking cock. Oh. Holy shit. Holy. No, keep going, talk me through it, make me take it, oh, I like it so fucking much, it was so good, baby, fuck yes, I fucking love it so much, yeah, it feels much better now, it already felt so amazing before, but fuck, it's like a whole different world. My cunt just can't get enough of you. Yeah. I like it when you talk to me like that. Okay, well, there's some of the old you. If you want to hear it, you're gonna have to fuck it out of me. You're gonna have to fuck it out of your good. Oh, you're a good girl. Fuck yes. God, you're so big in my tight cunt. Oh, I'm squeezing so tightly, it must feel like you're in a fucking vice. Holy shit. It's like my cunt can't let go of you. It feels so good. It's addictive, baby. Just like me. Oh, God, I love your dick. I can't get enough. I need you to fuck me constantly. God, I fucking crave you when you're not inside of me. Feel my fucking nails dig into your back, baby. Yeah, and my legs locking you in. You aren't fucking pulling out after this, are you? If you want to watch the movie with me, go out with me and talk to me like... And talk to me like you're my boyfriend, then this is what you have to do. Completely raw every day. If I'm gonna be your girl, I'm gonna be your girl for real. Make me yours. Put a baby in my belly and I'll make you my boyfriend. My boyfriend. Oh, my boyfriend. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Ow, my head hurts a little. I feel like I burst a fucking blood vessel from coming so hard. Jesus Christ. No, I'm all good. Don't worry. It'll go away. Sorry. I'll unlock my legs. And I hope I didn't fuck up your back too much. Ooh, my bad. These nails are kind of sharp, I guess. So... a date? No, I meant what I said. I'm down. If you're willing to, you know. Yeah, exactly. God, you have such an elegant way with words. No, reading my cunt raw like an idiot is pretty accurate. Well, I strongly believe in letting all my red flags fly from the get-go. So if you don't want to deal with my craziness and just want boring, gross, lame condom fucking or post-felt date blowjobs, you're free to walk out and I'll see you whenever I need dick or you need my cunt. No hard feelings. For real. I'm not exactly the mushy type in case you haven't noticed, so I'll be perfectly fine with that. But if you want to feel like you just felt right now, spurting your hot, sticky, manly, fertile cum into my impossibly tight, fertile, breed toy cum. Both of us coming so hard, harder than we've ever came. Because we give each other butterflies when we talk about being together. If you want that, you can stay here and finish watching the movie with me. We can fall asleep in this bed together, and in the morning, we're gonna go our separate ways. Except this time, you don't text me at 3 a.m. for a quick fuck. You're gonna text me when and where you want our first date to be. Yeah, I'll be the big spoon, sure.